This is WSKG News. The legislature is off this week, but the session so far has featured an unusual amount of protests and arrests. As Karen DeWitt reports, more actions are expected when lawmakers return.
Twice already in the first few weeks of the 2017 legislative session, protesters have been arrested at the state capitol. Eight people committed civil disobedience in late January. They were demonstrating against Governor Cuomo's veto of a bill that would have provided funding for legal services for indigent New Yorkers. In early February, four people were arrested after they refused to leave a sit-in outside the governor's office. And the legislative budget hearings, normally somnolent events, have been punctuated by Occupy-style protesters interrupting the proceedings.
Mic check! Mic check! Mic check!
The protests are in contrast to the large staged rallies in recent years organized by, among others, union leaders and charter schools and featuring elected officials. This year's events are much smaller, involving no more than 100 people. They represent, and in some cases are made up of, people who are generally marginalized in society. Vocal New York, the group behind some of the protests, was formed in the 1980s to advocate for people living with AIDS and HIV. On the day of the January 31st protest, the group's Jeremy Sanders explained that they would like Governor Cuomo, a more moderate Democrat, to push harder for issues, including an expanded millionaire's tax and the money for legal services.
We don't want to be harsh on the governor.
He says Cuomo backs keeping an income tax surcharge on all New Yorkers who earn more than $1 million, which is set to expire later this year. But the group and some other Democrats want more higher income tax brackets for people making more than $5 million and over $10 million, up to $100 million a year. They say it could pay for the legal services, help house the homeless, and fund better education and end inequities in public schools.
The governor has given soaring rhetoric about his progressive goals and his aspirations, and often he has not lived up to them. Behind closed doors, many of us know that he has opposed progressive policy changes that he has later adopted, often watering them down.
Cuomo is pushing for an alternative plan to fund legal services, but he said recently that too many taxes would cause an exodus of rich people from the state.
The fear is that you could raise taxes so high that people leave the state. And I do believe there's a tipping point.
And Cuomo's spokesman has said the groups are focusing on the wrong target and are letting their performance art override the facts. Sanders, speaking by phone this week, says there's a much larger context for the demonstrations. He says the group has stepped up its actions since the presidential elections. He says it's not just the win by President Donald Trump, which he fears will bring cuts to health care, but also the loss of Hillary Clinton, and with it, an end to the Clintons' brand of Democratic politics.
Clintonian Democrats, Big D Democrats, have long told us we just need to go slower. We need to accept that we can't win all of these demands. And to us, Cuomo represents a Clintonian-style Democrat who tells us that we need to be fiscally conservative at the expense of the needs that our state has, both low-income people, working-class people, middle-class people.
More actions and perhaps arrests are expected at the Capitol in March as the April 1 budget deadline draws near. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.